episode 28 of the Exousia Life podcast. Stay tuned. I'll be right back. You are welcome to another episode of the Exousia Life podcast. This is the podcast where you are encouraged and equipped to live, love, and lead your life with authority so you can fulfill your God-given assignments in life effortlessly. I am your host and my name is Joe Olaya. I want to appreciate those who sent in their contributions and feedback after releasing the last episode. Thanks a lot. And if you have not listened to that episode, head over to joeolaya.com/27, joeolaya.com/27, and you'll be able to catch up with what I shared on that episode. And are you listening to the Exousia Life podcast for the first time? Here is me welcoming you to the platform where you will be encouraged and equipped to live your life, love your life, and lead your life with authority. Once again, you are welcome. And to you, my regular listeners, thanks for tuning in always. On this episode, I'll be rounding up on leading from the inside. Leading from the inside. Before I proceed, I would like to do a recap on the 7 leadership nuggets I shared on the last episode, and I will take it up from there. Nugget 1 says, everybody leads from inside. If you do otherwise, you are not real. Yes, everybody leads from inside. If you do otherwise, you are not real. You are an actor, an hypocrite. And that simply tells you are not bringing or drawing from your inside, but you are borrowing. So everybody leads from inside. Nugget number 2 is make the leader good and his or her leadership will be good. Make the leader good and his or her leadership will be good. And the third nugget says your leadership functions out of the abundance of the being or your heart as a leader. Your leadership functions out of the abundance of your core, of your being, of your heart. And the fourth nugget says your inside as a leader is a storehouse, and this differs from everyone. So your storehouse is like your capacity. Your inside as a leader is a storehouse, and this differs from everyone. The nugget number 5 says you will lead out of what you have in your storehouse. You are going to lead out of what you have in your storehouse. You can't give from an empty jar. You can't give what you don't have. And that simply says it all. You can't give what you don't have. The sixth nugget says your inside, which is your storehouse, your capacity can expand in dimension when there is a balanced and healthy growth. So your inside, your being, your core can expand in various dimensions when there is a balanced and healthy growth. And the nugget number 7 says you have to embrace overflowing leadership. That is functioning from an overflow from the inside. You don't want to lead your life and other people connected to you in life on an empty tank. With that foundation laid, let's dive deep into this episode with the word of the Almighty God to Joshua when the mantle of leadership fell on him after the death of his spiritual mentor, Moses. The conversation started from verse 2 of the book of Joshua chapter 1. But the key part I want to use is verse 9, which was where God said to Joshua, "Have I commanded you, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." And looking at this verse, God was addressing the inside of Joshua. His inner man was being charged by God to be strong and courageous, because the assignment at hand, bold face, strong face, cannot help. Yes, Joshua in this new assignment, his capacity has to increase to be able to step into Moses' shoe successfully. And God was addressing his being when he said, "Do not be afraid, do not be discouraged, because these two are also from the heart." God was addressing his being when he said, "Do not be afraid, do not be discouraged." So, being afraid and being discouraged, they are also from the heart. The inside, the storehouse, I mean the capacity of Joshua was God's focus, because you cannot give what you don't have. In your database, for you to be able to handle more or to be able to solve a lot of leadership issues coming your way, your DB, I mean your database, your capacity must be large. Just like in the computing world, we have various sizes like zettabytes, terabytes, gigabytes, megabytes. And those are various sizes. So also your inner being, your core, your storehouse, your inside must be running on a large capacity. And its resourcefulness is very important. It's very key. Because of what essence is a large warehouse that is filled with junks? Yes, of what essence is a large warehouse whereby what you have in it, they are junks? So of what essence is a large heart that is filled with stinking thinking? And that is to tell you that if there is no value, there will be no impact to solve issues and challenges that will come your way as a leader. Now, I would like to share with you one big problem facing many leaders today, in which if this problem is not dealt with from the root, it can destroy the fruit of your leadership journey in life. I will go on a short break right now. When I'm back, I will share with you that one big problem facing many leaders today. Stay tuned. Welcome back. The greatest threat to leading from the inside is insecurity. Insecurity. And this has its roots in identity crisis. When you don't know who you are on the inside, if you don't know who you are on the inside, then you have identity crisis and it will lead to insecurity. There must be an absolute growing revelation of who you are in Christ Jesus. There must be a complete and absolute growing revelation of who you are in Christ Jesus. You are complete in Him. Yes. And if you are not secure in your leadership journey, you will judge yourself by results. And at this junction, I need to tell you that it's not that results are not good. Looking into the life of John the Baptist, he was secured and he operated from an abundance from his heart. Despite the fact that he was murdered, he fulfilled all what was written as regarding him, all the prophecies by the prophet concerning him to be a forerunner for Jesus Christ. And even when Jesus Christ came, he said he is the greatest, as it was written in Matthew 11, verse 11. Still on insecurity and identity crisis in leadership, Abraham and Lot is another example. When the issues of land for grazing came up, Abraham was secured, knowing fully well his identity in God and his covenant over his life. But Lot was taken up with external things in his environment. And this is to tell you, my dear listener, I want you to know that secure leaders knows what they believe, and that God will surely perfect all things for them. They know what they believe, and that God will surely perfect all that has to do with them. Now, as I round up this episode, I want to remind you, my dear listener, that your inside is the source of your leadership qualities, like vision, integrity, courage, boldness, compassion, faith, peace, wisdom, and so on. Your inside is the source of your leadership qualities. Number two is that spirit-generated innovation, cutting-edge solution, disruptions are from the inside. Looking at the life of David, David's courage to face Goliath came from the inside, against all the external fear, all the external distractors. And the third thing is your inside, your core, your being, is the source of your divine strategy and inspiration. Many leaders fail, fall, faint, falter, and fade away from the inside before the external fall could be perceived. So your inside, your core, your being is the source of your divine strategy and inspiration. And a classic example here is Saul Kish, the first king of the Israelites. He's an example here. He lost it from the inside before he lost it on the outside. Now, hearing from the greatest leader, Jesus Christ, what he told his disciples in the book of Matthew, chapter 15, verse 14 to 20. What Jesus Christ said in the book of Matthew, chapter 15, verse 14 to 20. And he was talking to the Pharisees here. He said, "Leave them. They are blind guides. If the blind lead the blind, both will fall into a pit." And Peter said, "Explain the parable to us." And Jesus Christ replied, said, "Are you still so dull?" Jesus asked them, "Don't you see that whatever enters the mouth goes into the stomach and then out of the body? But the things that comes out of a person's mouth come from the heart, and these defy them. For out of the heart come evil thoughts, murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, false testimony, slander. These are what defies a person. But eating with unwashed hands does not defy them." Verse here, I want to use is 18, which is, "But the things that comes out of a person's mouth come from their heart, and this defy them." And here is the greatest leader, Jesus Christ, who was discussing with his disciples, and we can all learn from here, from what he told his disciples. And my dear listener, for you to lead from inside effectively, someone has to be living and leading right from your inside. And this is Jesus Christ, the anointed one to save, to guide, and to guard you in all your ways. Having him come into your heart will transform your being. Having him come into your heart will transform your core. And you will have the supernatural capacity to navigate this life's order, because Christ in you, the hope of glory. And if you are willing to have him come into your life, I am happy and ready to take you by the hand. And just go ahead, kindly send me an email to joe@joeolaya.com. joe@joeolaya.com. And I will be ready to take you up from there, to take you by the hand. Prayer to you, home and listener, is that you will not faint. You will not fall. You will not falter in your leadership journey. You will not fade away. And you will not fizzle away. Receive spirit-enabled capacity to lead your life and all that are connected to you in life. In Jesus' name, amen. We have come to the end of this episode. I want to thank you for joining me. Thank you for listening. Thank you for the time we have spent together. And if you have any question or contribution, send me an email, joe@joeolaya.com. joe@joeolaya.com. And I would like you to share this episode on various platforms. Just go ahead to joeolaya.com/28 and you'll be able to share this episode on various platforms. Once again, thank you for joining me. Till I come your way in another episode on the Exousia Life Podcast, don't forget to keep living, keep loving, and keep leading your life with authority. I celebrate you.